Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back. We're riskfeestaxes.com. I'm Imran Rasby. It's my son Daniel Rasby, who's a tax attorney.
Hello.
And we're here to hopefully solve some of your problems with your money, meaning that pay less in fees, less in taxes, less in risk, so that you keep more of your money. That's a good thing.
And these days, a lot of people are contacting us. We're getting calls every day. People are concerned about the market, concerned about the government. If you're working for the government or even tied to the government with a contractor job, a lot of people are wondering, hey, am I going to be able to have a job soon? Or maybe I already got laid off.
I was talking to a friend of mine who worked for a defense contractor, and like 6,000 people got laid off because they've lost the contract. That's a lot of people. So they have to make some serious decisions on what they should do with their money, their old 401k, or what if their government actually worked for the federal government and they were forced to retire, forced to leave. Now they got a pension, they got their TSP, but what are the right decisions to make? So let's start with that. Let's start with if you're a federal worker and you either have the opportunity or the misfortune of having to leave and not on your terms, either way, it can be still be an okay thing. But you have to know what your options are. First of all, you will have a pension. If you've been there long enough, you will have a pension, right?
And it could be FERS, or if you've been there a really long time, it could be CSRS pension.
Right. So usually with a pension, you get that. Plus, if you're under the age of 62, you get what's called a Social Security supplement until Social Security kicks in. Now, it goes away at 62. Whether you take Social Security or not, it's going to go away at 62. So at that point, you got to make a decision. Should I take Social Security or not, right? And so should somebody take a pension as a maximum pension or a pension with 50% to spouse? What's better?
It really depends on exactly what payouts they're giving you, because it changes and everybody's own calculation is a little bit different. So sometimes usually with pension, you have two options. If you're married, you can take a higher pension that goes away when you die. And a good thing about that is it's the highest payment you can get. The bad thing is if you die tomorrow, then your wife gets nothing.
Or your husband gets nothing, one or the other.
Right, right. If instead you take a lower payment, then when you die, if you die first, then your spouse can continue with that same amount or with a lower amount, depending on what you pick.
But the bad side is if you take the lower pension and your spouse died first, now you're stuck with a lower pension.
And some of them have a pop-up feature where it goes back up later, but you still miss all those years of not.
So let's take a look at the scenario. Let's say you're both 65, you take the pension, and you both live at least 20 years, okay? That's 20 years of a lower pension that otherwise you would have got for 20 years. And that's the same argument we have with Social Security. If you don't take Social Security early, you lose out. So let's finish with the pension first. So let's say it's $6,000 all out, you get it just for yourself, or let's say it's $4,800 if you get it 50% to your spouse. That's $1,200 difference that you miss for 20 years. That's a lot of money.
So what could you do if you don't want the risk of dying early and having it lost, but you do want to take a higher payment? Well, you could take that $6,000 a month payment, but you could take some of the excess, maybe the entire excess, maybe the $1,000 a month more, $1,200 a month more, take that and go ahead and buy a life insurance policy. So if you die early, then the life insurance will go ahead and replace the pension for your surviving spouse. If you don't die early, if you both live a long time, the cash value in that life insurance can be accessed to supplement retirement income.
By either one of you, yeah.
And either one of you can access that, or maybe for long-term care costs. So that's a strategy called pension maximization, and it's not right for everybody. Sometimes the numbers work out that the survivor pension is almost exactly the same payment as the single life, but usually there's enough of a gap that if you're in good enough health, you can buy a life insurance policy for the difference, and it will be better for you than trying to take a lower payment with the survivor, because that's basically what your pension company is doing. They are buying life insurance on you with that
difference,
and that's how they're funding the survivor pension. But that's based on averages for all the people that worked at your company or worked for the federal government. if you're in better than average health, you can qualify for a policy outside that's a better rate.
But then this sounds so confusing. How do I figure this out? What do I do?
The first thing you do is call us. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
You don't have to pay anything?
No, it's a free call. It's a Zoom call. So when you schedule the appointment at riskfeestaxes.com, you can pick a time on our calendar that works for you. It'll be a Zoom call, and within about 15 minutes, we'll know whether or not we can help you, and you'll know whether or not it's worth getting our help, and we'll go from there. But we do want to give you all the tools to make a good decision about your pension decision.
See, I mean, a good example is you could be a brain surgeon. You could be a rocket scientist. Both very smart people. You could even be a CPA. Very smart people. But that's not your wheelhouse. In fact, we had a dinner summer, we had a CPA, and I made a joke about a CPA. He laughed out loud, and later on he said, you know, I'm a CPA, and that really is true. We are reactive, and the tax attorneys are proactive. So I really get it. And I'm a CPA for, internal CPA for a corporation. I couldn't help you with personal taxes. I'm very confused on some of the tax breaks that I could take myself. So I need your help.
But he was very intelligent, very smart, and top of his field. So just because you feel confused about money in your retirement, that's nothing to be ashamed of. It's very normal for to go to an expert in that field when you need advice for that particular topic.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how to launch a rocket or a satellite into space, but you could probably do that. But you got to go to specialists in their wheelhouse, what they do, and get information. And the best thing is get us information, get all the information you can, and then make decisions based on good information all the way around.
So again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. Now, after you've made your pension decision, and maybe if you don't have a pension, you're still going to have something else to decide, which is Social Security.
Right.
Now, Social Security doesn't have that same like survivor or pension maximization calculation, but you still have a choice. You can take it at 62. You can take it at 63, 65, 67, 70. The longer you wait, the more money you'd get per month by waiting.
It's about 8% more per year that you would get.
So does that mean I get a guaranteed 8% increase on my Social Security every year?
Pretty close. But you lose out on all the money you didn't take.
So why is it that they give me more every year than I wait?
Because you're 8% closer to dying.
That's a little scary to think about, right? But that's the reason. And the Social Security Department is trying to give you the exact same amount of money no matter when you take it.
You may not think about it, but they don't play favorites. It's formulas, it's math-based, it's all...
Based on average life expectancy.
It is.
If you take it at 62 with a smaller number, or you take it at 70 with a larger number, and you live to an average age, then both of those amounts will be exactly the same.
Yep.
So what that should tell you is two things. First of all, if you are very confident you're going to live in very, very long time into your 90s or age 100, then, and you're going to beat that life expectancy odds, then it could make sense to wait for Social Security. Or if you don't have very much money saved for retirement, you really are going to rely on Social Security as the backbone of your retirement plan, as the main money you're going to get, then you should probably wait as long as possible so you can make that check as big as possible, because you're going to work until age 70 or 75. But if neither of those things apply to you, you're not super confident you're going to live into your 90s, and you do have some other money saved that you don't really need Social Security, then what we'll say is it makes sense to take it as early as possible.
But you know what? Even if you're going to live well into your 90s, 98, 99 years old, everybody lives that long in your family, that's fine. And you don't need Social Security. That may be another reason to take Social Security, because you can take the Social Security, let it grow, or you can use less of your other assets so you can let them grow. Either way, you make more money. The difference is when you die, the Social Security goes away. But when you die, your other money does not go away.
So you want to leave that other money as long as possible so you can give it to your kids or other beneficiaries. So what are we talking about? Take it as early as possible. Because, I mean, if you're still working full-time and you're 63, 62, you can't take Social Security. If you're working in this area, you know, you have a $100,000 income or $200,000 income, you can't take Social Security.
Why not?
Because every dollar you make above $23,000, every $2 you make, $1 goes away from Social Security. So basically, once you're making $40,000 or $50,000, you're not getting
much
annuity or Social Security, much or anything.
And you don't get it back. So it's not a good decision to do that. So you got to take a look.
We'll raise it a little bit later in life, but it's not as good of a formula. So yeah, don't take it if you're under 67.
What if my spouse makes money? Does that count against me?
No.
What about rental income?
That doesn't count against you either. It's only earned income.
So dividends, interest, none of that counts?
None of that counts. So you can have all that income.
I mean, what if I had deferred income? My job gave me deferred income and I'm getting that now.
That depends on how it was deferred and how it's going to be treated when you get it. But most,
again, another time point to talk to a tax attorney. Riskfeestaxes.com. Make your comment. Talk to a tax attorney and we'll figure it out so you don't make a mistake.
Let's take a look at that. Full retirement age is 67. So if you're that age, if you're 67, you don't need to wait till 70. Now you should definitely take it. Again, if you're in that category that you don't really need it, that's actually a reason to take it because you can use that opportunity. And let's do this break-even calculation, for example. So let's say you're 62 now, and if you look at your Social Security statement and you see that you could get $2,500 a month for taking it out, well, if you wait till 70, you'd get $4,500 a month. That's like $2,000 a month more. And that's why most people intuitively think, oh, of course I should wait. The problem is you could have gotten $2,500 now, and for 8 years, that's really a $246,000 loss that you're giving up by not taking it out. If you took it now and use it and invested it, for example, even if you didn't really need it, it could come up to 300 something thousand. And the break-even point, since you are going to make more by waiting, if you do wait and take the $4,500 a month at age 70, it's going to take you all the way to about 83 or 84 to break even.
So what Daniel is doing is taking the difference, the $2,000 difference, and dividing the amount you missed, the $250,000 you missed, divide that by the $2,000, that takes over 10 years, especially with the growth. That's about 13 years of difference. So that's how long it'll take you to break even. And the problem is you're never going to be younger or healthier than you are today.
Wow, let's let this sink in for a minute. What did you just say?
You're never going to be younger or healthier than you are today.
So think about that. If you know that you're not going to be younger or healthier, you want to make sure that you can take advantage of Social Security while you're young. You have that extra income coming in. It allows you to travel more and do other things. Besides just the break-even point, as a tax attorney, one of my calculations I do for clients is taking Social Security early could actually save you money on taxes. Because if you take Social Security early on, then that allows more of your money to be tax-free, because some of it's always tax-free, depending on how much other income you have. And so it saves you money on taxes. It doesn't really advantage you by waiting as far as the break-even and the life expectancy goes. And then inflation is that way too. So in 2024, there was a 3.2% increase for Social Security because of inflation. Does anybody listening to this program think that inflation was really only 3.2% in 2024?
No, because they take out the most expensive stuff and don't calculate that. It's ridiculous.
So if you know that you're not getting as big of an increase as inflation, then that means today's dollars are worth more than tomorrow's dollars. And that's another reason to take it. And if you're wondering why we're the only program that's talking about taking Social Security as early as possible, well, talk to us and we'll give you the math behind it. I don't want to just have you take our word for it. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, so you can make an appointment. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.